The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Moses had such a miracle marked by signs. Let me give you an example. Deuteronomy 34 verse 10. You see what the Bible said? Now, what was said concerning Moses? Which you might agree with, you might not agree with, it's your business. Bible said, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. In all signs which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh. Let me read this with NLT. Hallelujah. NLT verse 10. It says, there has never been another prophet in Israel like Moses. Verse 11 says, the Lord sent him to perform all the miraculous signs and wonders in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants. With mighty power, Moses performed terrifying acts in the sight of all Israel. Terrifying acts. Right, so the person, remember I taught you how, you know it wasn't Moses that wrote this. Did I teach you that? It wasn't Moses that wrote this. Moses wrote the book of Deuteronomy. But I've told you, some of the end of these letters were not written by them. Someone has summarized. Have I taught you that? Someone has summarized those letters. So the person that summarized this particular book, his own judgment, are you following me? Is that there has never and there will never be another person like this man. Such grace. So I was asking the Lord, how did you produce Moses? What really produced this kind of person? Was it a coincidence? Because, and what got me interested was, you notice how he just appeared on the scene. We know he grew up in Pharaoh's house and till he was 40. We knew that when he was 40, he became interested in Israel and wanted to do something. And what he wanted to do did not work. So he killed an Egyptian and buried him. So Moses was once a murderer. This will come in handy tomorrow. Are you following me? He killed someone. He must have been strong. Killed the person by himself. Dug a grave. Buried the person. Covered the grave. I go where I'm going now. Then after that, they began to pursue him. So he ran away. Now, take note, because this will come in handy again, that before this, who was Moses before all of this happened? He was a prince of Egypt. In fact, some people argue that he was next in line to be Pharaoh. Are you following me? But he ran away because, of course, he was now a murderer. Then he ran away for how many years? So Moses' life was divided into three. He lived for 120 years. Do you understand? 40 years in Pharaoh's house. 40 years as a fugitive. Are you following me? And all those years, people say, well, it was in those 40 years that God was forming him. Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but I know that there was a famine that happened to Moses in those 40 days. He learned leadership because he was keeping the sheep and all of that. He learned how to shepherd. But that wasn't where that miracle ministry thing was formed. No. So how come a man after 40 years appears and begins to work miracle? After 40 years. So for it, he kept for like 2 nights. I couldn't sleep. I'm being literal. I'll meditate. I'll just think about it. I'll read it again. So what happened to this man? Or should I just say that, you know, God has people that he will just raise like that. I get what I'm saying? And then he will now use them. And then it can never happen again. But I know the pattern of God. That's not how God does his things. Anything God does once, he can replicate. Check everywhere. That's why even Jesus, our Lord, when he left, he said, the same works I did, you shall do. He said, even greater works shall you do. So God doesn't raise one person that, are you what I'm talking about? That nobody can ever be like. So what you now learn to this, how did this person come about? If you can study it, you can replicate it. Are you following the point? How was this guy created? And if you are here tonight and you have interest in being a man God will use for mighty miracles, you need the answer to this thing I'm saying. Because by the time you get that answer, you will find that, because at the end of the day, what produced Moses was one encounter. Just burning bush. From burning bush, he became a miracle worker. One encounter. So what the Lord said to me, which I'm going to do throughout this weekend, he said, don't just be shouting. People normally say, you need one encounter in your life that will change everything. The Lord said, well, you have to go look at that encounter. What are the things that happened to Moses in the burning bush? So I when I looked at it, by God's grace, I came up with about four things. Those four things were the things that marked his ministry. Because after what happened to him in that burning bush, he left that place. He could drop his rod, it would turn to snake. He could pick up the snakes. I get to the point. He could speak and if an eye would change to blood. He could speak and darkness will appear. What happened at burning bush? Thank you, Lord. You know, what is this thing should do to you? Because I'm running ahead of myself. But let me say this. What is this, what I'm sharing now, if you tell you, is that if you understand how God works, I don't know how to say this, so I shouldn't sound blasphemous. You really don't need 75 levels that you have to cross for you to become a man that can walk signs and wonders. Moses just had one stuff that happened to him in burning bush. He left that place a mighty man. And some Christian in 21st century thinks that before you can be able to heal headache, you must do this, you must do this, you must be this, you must be that. Are you aware that? Well. Let me ask you. Prior to the burning bush, what was Moses' religion? That's an answer. What was religion before? Okay, what religion were they practicing in Egypt? Idol worship, paganism. And Moses was raised in the palace of Egypt. I get what I'm saying now. Now, when he left Egypt, where did he go to? He went to Midian. Who did he go to stay with? Jethro. Who was Jethro? A priest in Midian. That's an idolatrous priest. So prior to burning bush, are you for what I'm talking about? But something happened in that moment. He left there. My God. You've got to understand that it doesn't take God much to change a man. It doesn't take God much to change a man. No Bible school, no foundation school, no PGTI, just burning bush. And the man became different. That's what I want to say to you. That's what I have a problem. You know how I do. With some of these teachings where they say, oh, we want to get this level with God, we must go through this, level this. If you have not been able to pray for 36 hours, then you cannot confront demon that is at level 42. Now, I'm actually not aware that there are levels in the kingdom of darkness. I don't know about that. Or do you? Because Moses just had one. So what happened at burning bush? You don't have to look at. Or should we all start praying that we'll see bush that is burning? Because that's another way to look at it. People might just say, oh, it's just burning bush. Lord, give me my own burning bush encounter. You know, that can be a prayer in this meeting now. There are some meetings you get. Once I get this message to this point, the next prayer point is, ask the Lord, my burning bush encounter that will change me. And then they go. The next meeting, the same message. Lord, my burning bush encounter. That's the way to study the Bible. When the Bible said the things that happened in the Bible, they happened as examples unto us. Right? So what you have to do is, what I did, I went to the burning bush encounter. What were the things that happened to Moses that experience? If we can find what happened to me that experience, if the same things happen to us, then we will have the same result that Moses had. Are you still here? I do not believe that the burning bush encounter was a very short encounter. It wasn't short. It was long. And I'm going to prove it to you. You know, the Bible is a book of summary. For instance, if you read the Beatitudes, you know the Beatitudes. What are the Beatitudes? Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek. How long did that teaching last? The Bible tells us it lasted for 3 days. You can check your Bible. But if you read your Bible, it just says, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek. Blessed are the... That's not all Jesus said. The writer summarized for us. I get the point. The teacher just taught them, blessed are the meek. So that it's possible that he said, point number one, blessed are the meek. Who is a meek person? How do you become meek? That. You get the point. You're not saying, next, blessed are the poor in spirit. So those are narratives. And whenever we are doing narratives, we are summarized whether we like it or not. For instance, if after today, I tell you, you write about this meeting, you're going to just summarize. You get the point? You say we started, Minister D did opening prayer. After that, they sang. Then pastor came up. He asked us to shout. We shouted. And he explained to us how that this, we expected as and wonders. You just summarize. So don't think that Bonnie Bush Akada was just a few minutes that Moses spent there and came out. No, it was something that changed him. Exodus 3 verse 11. Let's just look at one thing and close tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Exodus 11. Sorry, 3 rather. Verse 11 and verse 12. Ooh. Affect my life, breathe on me as I look to you. Ooh, yes. Affect my... Do you remember that song? Yes. First thing God did for Moses, which I'm going to explain for us because of our time, is that he gave him, in that conversation, he gave him revelations. There were 3 things he taught Moses, which I'm going to show you tomorrow. Exodus 3 verse 11. He said, who am I? That Moses was asking after the Lord told him to go. He says, Moses said to the Lord, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And the Lord said, certainly I will be with thee. First thing. What is he saying? What confidence will I carry into Egypt? He said, number one, I will be with thee. So God taught Moses in that short moment, my presence will go with you. You know, the first thing that, you know, and I'm going to, when we get to tomorrow, I'm going to take all of this and take you through the story of Moses and you see where he used all of this. The first thing he gave Moses was this revelation of his ever abiding presence. I will be with you. Moses is saying, what confidence will I take to enter Egypt and say, I'll be with you? That's number one. So he was saying, so Moses entered Egypt with a consciousness of the ever abiding, never departing presence of God. Oh, come on. And that was why he could stand before Pharaoh. Now think about that. What will make you, they pursue you from Nigeria, you kill someone, and after running one day, you come back. And you didn't come back and stay hiding in the streets. You came back and walked straight to the president's house. You know, what person pursuing you? It's all for what I'm saying now. I think when you come back from running away, you should be hiding. He came back and went straight to Pharaoh's house with a crazy demand. See, these guys are holding, release them. You need to understand, slave trade was very legal those days. So technically, Pharaoh wasn't doing anything bad. Are you getting the point? So you just appear. Imagine you appear after you kill someone in Nigeria, you run away, appear one day, appear, go to Aso Rock direct and say, hey, Tinubu, reduce fuel price now. He said, who is this one? Who let this boy into this place? What did he carry into that place? I will be with you. I will be with you. I will be with you. He said, this will be a sign. This will be a sign for you. That when you brought Israel out, you will worship on this mountain. The sign that he said, I will be with you. That's why you realize later in the story of Moses, one day he said to the Lord, if you will not go with me, let us not go. Because that was the first thing God taught him when he met him. Are you following me at all? When he said, I can't go, God said, don't worry. I have just a package. Package number one, I'll be with you. Oh, that will have a revelation of his ever abiding presence. And it's not just because I'm preaching it. This is one thing, why I attempt many amazing things. This I will be with you mentality. Ladies and gentlemen, we serve a God who never leaves, who is always there. And if Moses heard, I will be with you in the Old Testament, I mean, God wasn't even living inside of him. But he said, I will just be with you, I will always be there. That was all he needed. So, what was Moses thinking when he was going into the land of Egypt? Going into Pharaoh's house with all the security men. Why was he walking confidently? I will be with you. So he knew he wasn't walking alone. You want to be a man that can attempt great things for God? Get this revelation of I will be with you. This revelation of his ever abiding presence. He said, I will be with you. That was the first thing. And he played a major role. And Jesus assured us of this. He played a major role throughout Moses' stay in the wilderness. That knowledge of the fact that God is here. God is here. Do you know why I can face any sick person and put my hands on the person? I will be with you. Yes. It's as simple as it sounds. As simple as it sounds. Anybody who says, yeah, that guy, say, can you go? That's how I will go. If the Lord says, I want you to go and I want you to climb this place now, will I try it? Yes. Why? I will be with you. You want to be someone that can attempt and do great things. You have to understand, get this revelation, this consciousness of God never leaves. And hear this, he's not with you passively. Oh, you're not getting the point. It's not an idea that he's with you. He's really with you. Well, I remember many years ago, I put it on Facebook. I said, some of you know this. I said, if I send me to any village, any city, no money, no phone, no bag, just my Bible, and I'll be fine. And somebody came and commented in that on Facebook. He said, we shall see. Recently, Facebook reminded me of that post. I wanted to reply, we have seen. Because I came into this town without anything. Just Bible. What carries a man such a place? I will be with you. Are you following what I'm talking about? That's what Moses carried. See, and I told you, the Bible is a summary. It's not like God didn't just say, I'll be with you. Of course, he gave him an assurance. I get to the point. I'm going to go with you. So Moses, don't worry. If you enter Pharaoh, when you tell him, I am with you. So Jesus gave us an assurance. He said, Matthew 8, verse 18. He said, all authority heaven on earth has been given unto me. In verse 19, he said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach, teach all nations, all of that. And in verse 20, he said, lo, I am with you to the end of the age. So what was the last thing, what was the thing Jesus equipped us with when he was leaving this earth? That's conscious of his presence. I will be with you. So when he was telling them, go into all the world. All the world is India. All the world is wherever. I'm sure they're looking at him like, go into all the world, sir. To start with, transport. Are you following me now? Yes, how do we get to all the world? Transport. Or let's even say we'll find transport. These were hostile nations. Do you know what Jesus wanted the disciples to do? You know, today to preach is very easy. To preach is easy. Jesus wanted disciples to go and go against the law of the land. Practically. It was a thing that Jesus was a criminal. You know, that's why they killed him. They crucified him in between two thieves. So he died as a criminal. He was crucified naked. And then you're supposed to go and proclaim boldly to everybody that he rose from the dead. And he rose from the dead, there was no evidence. The only people that had the evidence that he rose were the people that believed in him. Because he appeared to only them. Are you what I'm talking about? I am meant to go to the whole world and begin to tell you that Jesus rose from the dead. Crazy message. But just know, I will be with you. Will you be persecuted? Yes, but I will be with you. Will that be an attack on your life? Yes, but I will be with you. This is what we carry that makes us prisoners of science. I'm telling you the truth. As simple as it sounds, I will be with you. And I've had to enjoy that kind of assurance. When the Lord was sending us to this place, you know, to tell me to do a walk and all of that, I had many questions. I didn't have any mentor to ask at the time. But I kept asking the Lord. I said, what's going to happen? How am I going to be fine? Should I just do the walk small? He said, I will be with you. I will be with you. I will be with you. So that's when he says, you know, go and do that. And I'll be like, God, how far is that? I'll be with you. One day he asked, have I ever sent you and didn't go with you? I said, no. He said, then go. And I remember that night when the Lord was talking to me about getting a land. That time we didn't have a land. And I was supposed to come and announce to you people that we're going to buy land this year. And after we buy the land, we're going to start building on it this year. And we're going to start using it this year. I was supposed to come and tell you guys that. And I remember that night in my parlor, I sat down on the floor, midnight, around 2 or 3. I was just wondering. I said, Lord, after I prayed, he said, have I ever sent you and I didn't go with you? I said, no. He said, I will be with you. Now, that is what that revelation makes you a producer of science alone. And if only that thing alone is enough. The Lord is with me. I said, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. Mandaraba Shandaya. I will be with you. I want to proceed, but the Lord said I should just stop here. I will be with you. So Moses left burning bush a different person. Moses didn't fall under anointing in a burning bush. Are you aware? He didn't roll on the floor. I'm just telling you, and I'm going to show you. He was just standing there and he talked with the Lord. He left there. One of the things that left that was on his mind is, I'm no longer the same. I'm working with someone now. The Lord is with me. What is the confidence we have to attempt great things? The Lord is with me. Why can we walk up to a person that is dead and attempt to raise the person? The Lord is with me. I wish every Christian will know that whenever we take steps, we're not moving alone. And I said it again, God is not with us passively. He is with us actively. Why did the Bible put it in the book of Acts? He said, the Lord walking with them, confirming their works with signs and wonders following. The Lord walking with them, with them. So when I walk, I don't walk alone. When I talk, I don't talk alone. When I try, I don't try it alone. When I speak, there's something backing me up. The Lord walking with them. He's very strong in my spirit this evening. The Lord walking with them. Hakabaranda. It's a very simple one this evening. But hear me, Lord. The Lord is with you. And I'm not saying it so that God can now be with you. I'm saying it so that you can become aware that when you walk into the place, you're not walking alone. When you're stepping and not stepping out alone. When you're trying something big, you're not doing it alone. Are you following me, friend, somebody? You're not walking alone. That's why we can walk miracles. That's why we can do signs. Somebody asked me one day, say, you make declarations that are scary. He said to me, are you not afraid sometimes that if you say these things and it doesn't happen, people are going to laugh at you? And the only thing I need to say, I said, the Lord is with me. I'm not just saying things. The Lord walking with them. Can I teach you something? There is something called divine partnership in ministry. I'm talking about partnering with God. And that's what ministry is all about. I've never said anything in ministry that I accomplished by myself. So your own is to do your part. God will do his part. So when he said I should speak, I will speak. The Lord walking with them. Why do I attempt a lot of things? Why am I going to walk towards you now and tell you, see this, your blind eyes, it will open. The Lord is with me. Practically, I tell you I do this. Practically, when I minister, whether I see it or not, I put up that picture in my imagination of where the Lord is standing by my side. Yes. That's our minister. If I want to tell him stuff, I literally sometimes I imagine so that I see it literally. I see angels walking with me. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. No. That's why we can walk into Pharaoh's house anytime and say, "Let my people go," and tell them, tell Pharaoh what will happen. Tell him what will happen is a consciousness. It's a knowing. As I'm going to tell some of you tonight, one of the things you should do after this meeting. You see, the revelation of the presence of God is so important. You might need to go and study it all. Read it. Look it up. Look at it. Hebrews 13 verse 5. He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So when he was leaving the earth, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I will send you the Holy Spirit. We've never walked alone. We have just not been aware enough that we're not walking alone. Yes. What did Elisha know the day they surrounded him, the armies of, you know, the army surrounded him, and then he wasn't panicking. Gehazi was panicking. And he said, Lord, open his eyes. And wow, the servant saw. He knew. You know, look at where it gets interesting. I'm talking about revelation. I'm not talking about vision. Elisha did not see those chariots of fire around him. He didn't need to see it. He just knew they were there. It was the servant that needed a vision. So he said, God, open his eyes. Look, we see the man. No answer. And he said, wow, there's a chariot around you. Elisha didn't need to see it. He just knew. Do I always see angels talking with me? No, but I know they're there. Come on. Do I always see Jesus ministering with me? No. But I carry that consciousness. Everywhere you see me. And the last that I should remind somebody tonight, have you forgotten I'm with you? I just said that in my spirit. Why are you doubting? Have you forgotten that I'm standing with you? Why are you doubting that I can raise the dead? Why are you afraid to attempt those things? I'm putting thoughts in your heart and you're speaking English. Have you forgotten I'm with you? I'm with you. As the mighty, terrible one. I've never left you. I will never leave you. I am not with you passively. I am with you actively. The Lord is with me. So what do I do now? Just begin to say, the Lord is with me. Once it enters you, the Lord is with me. As I take steps, the Lord is with me.
As I step out, the Lord is with me. As I enter the hospital, the Lord is with me. As I put my hands on people, the Lord is with me. I've never been alone. I've never walked alone. I've never treaded alone. The Lord is with me. Oh, glory to God. Oh, this is so reassuring this evening. And some of you, it's even a rebuke. The Lord is saying, why have you been doubting what I've been telling you? I am with you. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? It's a rebuke to some of you. Some of you, it's a big rebuke to you. Have you forgotten that I'm with you? I've been putting this in your heart here, just speaking. I am with you. Have you forgotten? Oh, the Lord is with me. Tens of thousands may leave me, but the Lord has not left me. The Lord has not abandoned me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. Moses left that place that day, knowing that I'm about to enter Pharaoh's house, the deadliest king at the time, but I will not go alone. Membosite gratico brindes combra tenga randa ecrike bembre duskim bratiga etikebe recuna zepe crati baranda. The Lord is with me. 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 I've never been alone. The Lord is with me. Eba man rede shunelandia kradea. Ebebebebebebebebe kombre de deba kondia dalabashanda. Woo! I've never been alone. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what's the confidence? What is the confidence? That's why. That's why we can walk through terrible mission fields. For the Lord is with me. We can walk through terrible paths. For the Lord is with me. The Lord has never left my path. Ha 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 ha. The Lord is with me. Bible said, Mark 16 verse 20. They went forth and preached everywhere. And the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Hear this tonight. Listen. The next time you enter the theater, they say there's a surgery. You are not entering alone. The Lord is with me. Let me say this to you. If you don't carry this consciousness in ministry, you'll be afraid. So at that times that people bring cases to you and you think it two times. Yes. The Lord is with me. Now, I got a text this evening, and was just in the parlor this evening, listening to it. Someone that, three letters of light, some of you that were around that day will hear this. They brought in someone to see me in the office, mentally deranged. Some of you witnessed that. Brought in the lady. When they came, they had to keep her in the car. And I came, they brought her to the office. I was one of the pastors that day. Minister to her. What gives you confidence to see a mad person and God touch the person? The Lord is with me. What gives you confidence to see someone that they say he has died? I say, can I go? Can I come in? Can I pray? Can I attempt? He said, what do you want to do? He's dead. They say, but I'm not coming alone. But I'm not coming alone. We are here. And they say, where are they? Say, we have come. Myself and my Jesus, we just arrived. When the listener to me said, should they bring the lady? I said, bring her. By the time we interviewed her, we'll find out she's been, that case has been on from when she was in SS1 or so. And she was done with school, gone for youth service, come back. That's over 10 years. Our minister, this evening, she herself sent me a voice note by herself. Say, Pastor, I want to know that I am fine. Everything you spoke to me. And what? Why will you confidently? The Lord is with me. Let me tell you, there is no sickness. They have not given. If I see you, I will lay hands on you. I don't use the things that they say. Ah, what if? There is no, as even if they cut somebody's leg, bring the person. Oh, I say, will you pray? Immediately. The Lord is with me. Are you getting what I'm talking about? You're not alone. What if I pray? I will pray. I think that's it. We grew up knowing that God is with us in ministry. All those who used to go for missions, they would say, ah, this shrine. He said, no, they don't enter. Before you finish, we run inside and come out. Yes, many times. The Lord is with me. I went to a village one that I told them, do you have people forest? So they said, why? I said, do you have people forest that everybody enter, they will die? I said, why I ask? And I said, because I want to know so that if people have died before us, people can give us to use to do church. So that we can end and die. You see, just so confident. The Lord is with me. It's something that should sink deep into your heart. That's why the Lord said I should not proceed again. Just go home and think about it. If he takes a hold of you, you walk around differently. You walk around expecting this. You don't ever come in alone. That's some of you, and I want to say the concept, let's talk about this. Some of you that are struggling low self-esteem, deal with this. Don't ever walk again with your head bent. Walk standing tall. The Lord is with you. You don't ever march around alone. Never. Don't bend your head. Don't slouch. Stand tall, stand erect. Expect the best. You're not alone. Enter the interview hall. Stop expecting this will go your way. Because you don't arrive alone. Now let me say this and explain it. Never enter any place alone. He said, but God always does. Now what I mean is never enter any place without the consciousness of the fact. Because it is that consciousness that brings God into action. So Moses knew. So before Moses came to burning bush, he came alone. When he left, he wasn't going alone. So even when he entered the house of Pharaoh, he said, this idiot has come back again. But come on, he didn't come back alone this time. Do you remember those guys that were thrown into the fire? Do you remember? The king said, did we not throw 3 men? He said, but I see a 4th man. He said, and that one has a likeness of the Son of Man. You don't ever enter fire and alone. God will be irresponsible. God will be irresponsible to let you enter fire alone when you are on his mission. What happened to Paul and Silas that they entered prison yard and started singing? Why will you sing in prison? And let me tell you, they were not singing for God's deliverance. He said, how do you know? When the chains broke, they didn't run away. They just stayed. They were just singing. So I guess God wanted them to dance too. So the chains had to break. God said, I do want people are sitting down and singing to me. Oh, is it the chains? Let's break it. And they kept dancing. They kept dancing. Do you know what keeps you in the prison and you're not affected?
We are never alone. We are never alone. We will attempt greatness because we are never alone. First, I ministered to someone that was a leper. Before I could remember that leprosy was contagious, I've laid this for the person. Like before my head could process it, I said, it's leprosy, but in the name of Jesus. It's when I finished and I say, ah. She said, anything can be transferred. There is that consciousness you carry. Let me close tonight. Feed on the word so much that when you meet a situation, before logic rises in your head, the word rises. Do you hear what I say now? That before logic, you know logic. Maybe you say, ah, he's a leper. Okay, let me touch him somehow. Before you remember, the word of God, you know what rose in my heart? Thou shalt lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's the first thing. I said, look, simple. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. Lift your hands, pray the Holy Ghost in this place. Let's just pray. I wish we had more time tonight, but it's the opening night. Oh yes. Pray on top of your voice. Pray. Many of you are living here to attempt some big things. This was the steering you needed this night. Was the steering you needed? Woo! Beabara shundele kambarataya. Hallelujah. Listen. What I'm teaching tonight is so simple. But I wish you don't take it simply. You know why people said, told us the early church, they were selling their land and house to give. Why do you think people can sell their lands? Sell your landed property. There is something you must know in your head to be able to sell your land to give. It was, are you good? I'm saying, nobody. Yeah. The devil can't lead you to sell your land to give. There must be something you know that will make you look at your house and say, this building is for sale. You say, why? I say, there is one person I want to give it to. He says, is that all? I say, yes. May God give you that revelation. Go home and study. Study. You know, when we came to pay for this land, when they were bringing me to come and see this place, at first I didn't like the place. I don't like this area. I'm not taking. And then the Lord said, I want you to be here. I got the okay in my spirit. I said, okay, fine. Well, I went home and I started praying. I was like, God, why? I don't. There were reasons. This is a good place though. It's a very nice place. But there were personal reasons, which some of people know. And the Lord said, have I ever sent you anywhere and you went alone? I said, no. You will see the greatest that will happen here. In this particular venue. Look around. By the way, next year, you will be sitting here, sitting up round. You know, this is a city, this is a gallery. Up, down, everywhere, packed. I get to the point. Everywhere. And the confidence always when I talk like this is, God is with me. And I'm telling you, that's just, you know, it's a simple thing. God is with me. I get the point now. If you lose a relationship, but you didn't lose God. And it's as simple, it's funny, but I'm just telling you. God didn't leave. Of course, he never leaves.
You know he never leaves. He's still there. He'll give you a beautiful life. There are many of you, the Lord said, I should challenge this evening. There are assignments God has put in your heart. Better go. One of the things the Lord told me, which I'm going to teach, that should be next tomorrow. Still about Moses. Moses was not a logical thinker. I'm going to get to that. If you think logically in the presence of challenges, you will not see miracles. I'm learning truth. Throw down this rod, it will turn to snake. Bah! Scientifically, it doesn't make sense. So let's look at it critically. How will it turn to snake? The next thing, pick up the snake. No reasoning. Bam! And it turns to rod. But the Lord sends you. Once he said he will be there, stop all this in your head. If you think so logically, you won't be someone that enjoys a lot of miracles. It's what I'm saying. I'm telling you. But that's always the problem. People think. Say, let's face reality. I have no reality to face. The world is the reality. I say the world is the reality. And what did the word of God say? God is with me. Are you sure God is with you? Lift your hands. Let's thank him for his presence in this place. Thank him. Because hear this before you begin, thank God. You know God is always here when we gather. But when we acknowledge his presence, the presence becomes manifest. That same thing in your own life. If you are conscious and aware of that presence, it becomes manifest and evident wherever you are. So that's why whenever I get to places, I carry that question that God is here. In fact, let me tell you, that is one reason we pray. That's what prayer does. Prayer reminds you that God is with you. Are you following me? You know, before I got married, I did a lot of things. So I'm a faith person through and through. But when I got married, when I get married, you are with family now. But recently, we made one trip some time ago, my wife and I, and our baby, that the Lord wanted us to make. And that trip, I don't know if I should give you this. We set foot on that trip, not knowing how to come back. The Lord just said, go. We flew to the place. No transport fare to come back. No money to pay accommodation. But the Lord said, go. No money to eat. Because the money had gone into other things. And nobody was called. Let me tell you. This God is with you may look like a very simple statement. But if you catch it as a revelation, I get to the point. Who went? We're just there. Every day, every morning, every day. Just go, go, go. And it was good. He says, what happened? We came back. And I have a confession I always make when I travel. And that's from my pastor. He always says, we return back with more. Every time I travel, I say that. We return back with more. We return back with more. Some of them came for these trips. They're saying that too. If I go for this program now, December will be somehow. I'll spend all my money. You are returning back with. You know, I just answered somebody's question now. We return back with more. Do you want to say that? Say, we return back with more. I say it all the time. Every time we want to travel. So throughout that journey, what were we doing? We come back with more. And also, we'll have all our needs better and go home with more. And come on, we came back with more. I mean, in hundreds of thousands. See, sir, when I get mine, though, mind, yes, the Lord is with me. Let's thank him for his presence in this place. Lift your hands and just bless him. Bless the Lord. Come on. Lift your hands, let's bless him in this place. Come on. Jesus.
He is faithful and he is.
We did like three times and we closed. Say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Come on.
Bless the Lord.
All his mercy.
For his mercy endures forever. Bless the Lord.
Let's fill this place. We do it three times. Come on.
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
Bless the Lord.
For his mercy.
For his mercy. And yours forever.
Come on. Look at that in this place.
Bless the Lord.
Mandala bashandura bataya.
Bless the Lord.
He is faithful.
He is faithful. And he is kind.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
For his mercy.
For his mercy endures forever. Bless the Lord.
My God.
Bless the Lord.
He is faithful.
He is faithful.
One last time now. Come and bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
For his mercy and yours forever. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Father, we honor you this evening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the mighty utterance this evening. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a great encouragement for someone. Mandi Shikobra. I set up this night for you, says the Lord. And I did it because I've been talking to you. I've shown you pictures. I've shown you a lot of things. He said, but you've had struggles. He said, even in your studies recently, I began to teach you about how that I will always be there. He said, I brought this word tonight to confirm it to you. That I was the one talking to you and showing you. And I brought you to assure your heart that the things I'm showing you are possible. If you can dare to move with the consciousness of my presence and the consciousness of the Father, I will never, never, never leave you. He said, if you can dare to move with that, you will see that the pictures I've seen so far are not even all that I actually want to show you. They are just the much your mind can carry. So he's saying, just agree, believe. And know that I will always be there and I will never leave you. He said, I set up this night for you to reassure you and to remind you that these things that have been said will happen. They will happen. Says the Spirit of the Lord. So he said, just know it. And when the storms arise, just know that I'm there. Somebody is getting a song from this teaching tonight. It's when the storms arise, just know that I'm there. Just know that I'm there. Just know that I've never left and I will never leave. He is faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
God is faithful.
He is faithful and he
go tonight, keep chanting apart.
Say,
God is faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
Preach to somebody, say, God is faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
Come on, tell someone. Say, he is faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
Without the music, now preach to two people around you. Tell them God is faithful. Part of his faithfulness is that he never leaves. He will never leave. He will walk with you actively on the journey. The Lord walking with them. The Lord walking with them. Oh, the Lord is walking with you. He's walking with you. Oh, there's an atmosphere in this place, man. Give him praise. Come on, give him praise in this place. I'm trying to close, but I still got an atmosphere in this place. Give him praise. Karanda Shadera Kotela Sambra de Galataya. He is faithful and he. Woo! Say he is faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
Oh, he is faithful.
He is faithful.
Say he is faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
Oh God is faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
Oh God is faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
Oh, we call you faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
We say God is faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
He is faithful.
He is faithful and he is kind.
Yes! This is the one. Just the one. The tempo is rising. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands and just pray and say, Father, tomorrow greater intensity. Just pray that prayer.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.